Listeners, it is our joy and pleasure to bring you season 4 of Built to Lead. For those of you starting your listening journey with us, welcome. For those returning from seasons 1, 2, and 3, welcome back. My name is Mubin Lalani, and I'm an alum of the Master of Health Informatics program in the Institute of Health Policy Management and Evaluation, also known as the IHPME. As an emerging leader, I currently work at the Toronto Innovation Acceleration Partners, also known as TIAP, where I support TIAP ventures within digital health and medical device commercialization. Returning this year, I'm co-hosting this season in conjunction with the founder of Built to Lead, Matthew Goldburn. Matthew, can you tell the listeners a bit about yourself and Built to Lead?
Yes, and thank you, Mobeen, and hello, listeners, again. I am Matthew Goldburn, class of 2020, Masters of Health Administration, IHPME graduate and certified health executive. And I'm also someone that considers myself a creative collaborator, hence starting this podcast. Someone has always been the kind of person that loves to strategize and be part of the team. Currently working in the home care space, looking at aging in place and what that looks like, but really excited for everyone joining us. When we talk about Built to Lead is about building the next generation of leaders in the Canadian healthcare. But leadership is a universal topic. So while we are going to focus a lot of our conversations through the landscape of Canadian healthcare, the topics we're discussing are relevant to any leadership situation. If you listen to the past seasons of the show, you might remember that each season we pick a theme to look at healthcare leadership from a different perspective. In the first season, we focused on growing from self-doubt to self-confidence. And the second season, we talked about the 5 mindsets of a leader. In the third season, so last season, we talked about how can we get back to joy and what was the source of joy for our guests during their time dealing with the after effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we did this through exploring the PERMA model for happiness, which was first proposed by Martin Seligman in 2012. The 5 pillars of PERMA stands for positive emotion, engagements, relationships, meaning, and accomplishments. If you're a new listener and this model interests you, I really encourage you to go back, listen to the season, and take that remarkable journey of finding joy. And welcome to our new listeners for season 4. And those that are returning, thank you for sticking with us and being part of this movement of industry leaders. And speaking of industry leaders, this season we have the great honor of speaking to industry rebels who are shaping the next generation of leaders. Our guests for this season tell all in an authentic and vulnerable way about their leadership journey in healthcare. We got a chance to see them in a different light, and we can't wait to share them with you, our listeners. So stay tuned.
As leaders who served during the pandemic, we noticed that in the time of crisis, we were able to implement health system transformations and to successfully pivot to dramatically alter systems and processes in our health system. Looking ahead, where sustained and continued change is essential, the need for leaders to constructively change the status quo is very essential. In fact, research from Kuzis and Posner's identifies the ability to change the status quo to make change as one of the 5 practices for becoming an exemplary leader. As students and early careerists emerging from the pandemic, we found ourselves yearning for the theme that was rooted in the need to sustain the momentum for change that emerged from the COVID-19 pandemic response. In a landscape where status quo is often the easiest path, we sought inspiration from those who defy the norm, challenging conventions in a pursuit of a greater purpose, and chose the much-anticipated new season, Rebel with a Cause. Like every season, our journey begins with an exploration of frameworks and literature that could guide our conversations. We came across Francesca Gino's 5 elements of rebel talent. The traits explained in this book resonated with our team's curiosity and interests. While our exploration is guided by this framework, our focus is on the broader conversation and the traits embodied by Rebels with a Cause. We chose to focus on a positive aspect of the traits in this framework, and rather the inspirational stories of leaders in healthcare who embody these traits and put change into action by constructively challenging the status quo. Join us on the journey as we unravel the narratives of rebels who, in their own distinctive ways, are driving change, challenging the system, and ultimately making an impact. A rebel with a cause is not just a theme for us. It's an exploration, a celebration, and an invitation to lead health system change differently, be bold and be audacious, and be a force that propels positive change. Get ready to discover the rebel within you.
Get ready. And this season, we bring our listeners on a journey where we get a chance to speak to a number of industry leaders navigating different stages of their career pathways in healthcare. We will hear from emerging leaders who are currently in an academic learning institution or who have recently entered the healthcare industry. Next, we'll hear from leaders who are well on their leadership journey as middle management and decision makers. And we also get to learn from expert leaders who are primary decision makers, policy makers, and innovators with years of experience in healthcare. We hope this transgenerational approach will captivate you, the listener, and even allow you to position yourself with our guest.
Our journey through this season will be broken into 5 two-part chunks, about 30 minutes each. In the first episode, we will introduce our guests for the segment, learn a bit about them and what drives them as a rebel through career-based and personal questions. Then in part 2, we will continue our conversation and introduce some articles for discussion surrounding the pillars of being a rebel leader. These articles are going to be available to you in the episode description should you want to read along. But don't worry though, if reading along isn't for you, we will be summarizing the articles as we discuss them. Finally, we would like to hear from you. Engage with us by following our social media on LinkedIn and Instagram, sharing our podcast with other emerging leaders, reviewing our podcast, and or leaving us a comment where possible. We would love to hear who has been a rebel in our industry.
Now that we've gotten the housekeeping out the way and laid the foundation for this season, let's continue this introductory episode by going a bit deeper. Mobeen, we have introduced ourselves a bit to our new and returning listeners, but we haven't really had the opportunity to sit down and speak to our listeners from last year. So I think we have some catching up to do.
100%, Matthew.
Even just thinking about last season, when we uncovered Joy, we talked about Joy. I really love that season as well. For you, Mobeen, what have you learned from speaking to those leaders? And then how did you even incorporate some of those skills in your professional and personal life?
Yeah, absolutely, Matthew. I think when I went back to listen to the season on Joy, I think there were a lot of things that resonated with me. And I've tried to encompass all of them in three specific points. The first one, the importance of time and place. I think coming right out of the pandemic, it was very important for us to acknowledge where we were at the time that we were there and what we were able to accomplish. I think time and place are the invisible architects of success. Being able to shape what we want to do throughout our lives is all about the right timing and being in a very conductive environment where we're able to really push our efforts and drive them in a specific way to transform our dreams into a reality. And that was one specific kind of theme that was really evident through that season. The second point that I kind of came across when I was doing my reflection was acknowledging the importance of embracing and nurturing workplace culture. And that team bonds are not just all about collaboration, but it's actually the secret sauce that kind of fuels innovation and propels individuals and organizations towards that ultimate greatness. And so being able to work in a united team with a positive culture is ultimately, in my opinion, an unstoppable force. If you're able to come together and work together, you're able to break barriers and reach really strong, great new heights. And then the last point that I'm trying to think about is, amidst all the chaos that was going on, it was really important for all of us to make time for ourselves. And the fact that making time for yourself is not a luxury. You know, it's a necessity. We need to. And why we need to do that is because our own well-being is almost like the cornerstone of our productivity. And being without being able to take care of ourselves, it affects our productivity, affects our work and what we're able to output. So when you invest in self-care, you're not just, you know, you're refueling your energy, but you're really enhancing your ability to excel and contribute meaningfully to the world, to the team around you, but also the world around you. So those are kind of the three buckets that I strongly took away. But Matthew, there were a lot more things that we took away.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you just said. Even the last piece you talked about, making time for yourself, it really reminds me of Joy's Resistance. I think that one stuck out for me a lot. And it's like, you have to fight to incorporate joy. You have to fight to incorporate joy for yourself, make that time for yourself, incorporate joy and fight to find ways to incorporate that in your team, as you talked about, culture-wise. So joy is a resistance. We do have to fight for it. We do have to make it a priority because we have so many different competing things in life. And I think that's one thing we definitely need to put at the top of the list and just continue to fight for that.
That's it. That's it. And I would highly recommend new listeners who have not visited season 3 to go and listen to some of the episodes. I think there are a lot of golden nuggets to be taken away and be able to implement within our own lives. Before we hear a snippet of what our guest said about what a rebel means to them, Matthew, can you tell me how you define a rebel? And who is a rebel in your life?
Yeah, I love that question. And when I think about that, even just going back on that Joy's Resistance, talking about revolution, someone that comes to mind is John Lewis. And he used to talk about a lot is, how do we cause good trouble? So trouble sometimes is, we always think about, is bad, but sometimes we do need to challenge the status quo. So how do we cause good trouble? And he said that Rosa Parks, so this is during the civil rights era, that Rosa Parks inspired him to start that good trouble. And then eventually he did that himself through the march in Washington during his speeches. So I think that's a rebel. To me, John Lewis really encompassed that.
So now, hearing how you define a rebel, have you ever been a rebel, Matthew? Kind of share with us when you've had to defy the rules to advocate for your own cause.
Well, the good rebel or the bad rebel, because there's a lot of times back in school, maybe where I might have been the bad rebel, where maybe you're just talking too much in class, but we're talking about the good rebel. So trying to think about that is definitely hard for me to come up with an example at the moment. But really, in general, it's just like when you see something, you challenge it. So one thing for me that's a challenge for me to be a rebel is that in healthcare, a lot of discussions that we have, we hear, oh, we were having discussions 20 years ago. We were having the same discussions 30 years ago. So one of my life goals in healthcare, if I make it 10 years, 20 years, is to be that rebel to make sure I tick off some of those things. Okay, we're not having the same conversation that this happened this year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. How can I be a rebel to make sure that we're challenging the status quo and we're moving to a new normal that's a lot better for the system and for our patients?
And that's a really good point, because being a rebel takes a lot of stamina. It takes a lot of what you're doing is going to be different from what's been done in healthcare for many, many decades. And so being able to do something new, it involves a lot of strength and a lot of new thinking, which will come from our guest in this season and be able to give us the toolkit in order to think differently and be a rebel with a good cause. That was great catching up, Matthew. Now that it's out of the way, we can't wait to get started with our first episode. Here is a short preview.
For me, it's seeing humor in almost everything. It helps me to deal with the nerves or the challenges that come my way when I dare to challenge the status quo in mainstream and community spaces. A good rebel reminds themselves that they are not only working in silos, but their acts of resistance are part of a larger movement. A good rebel acknowledges their mistakes openly and tries ways to communicate, act differently when needed. I come from generations of good rebels. It's part of my DNA, my ancestors, my children, and their children.
Can you guess who are our Rebel with the Cause guests? Do you recognize any of these voices? Join our BTL socials, and we would love to hear who you think is a Rebel with a Cause in healthcare. Here's a quick preview of what you're going to hear.
What Rebel means to me is recognizing something that doesn't make full sense for our society and saying, starting to challenge it and go, well, why are we doing it that way?
Being a values-based leader and having the courage to stick to your values, knowing that you have to be consultative because you can't know everything about everything.
But when I think about this concept, I think it's not just about, what is the term rebel, but what is the purpose of the rebelliousness, right? What's the ultimate objective of being a rebel or having a rebellious approach?
And that's all for now. See you on the next episode of Built to Lead.
Thank you for listening today, and thank you for joining us on Built to Lead Season 4, Rebels with a Cause. Built to Lead is created and hosted by Matthew Goldburn.
And co-hosted by Mubin Lalani.
Built to Lead is a companion podcast to the Vernissage Health Dialogue Series at the Institute of Health Policy, Management, and Evaluation at the University of Toronto.
Tell us what you thought about this week's episode. You can find us on LinkedIn at Vernissage Health and on Instagram at Vernissage Health. You'll find both of these in the episode description. Today's episode was produced by
Heeraj Thakur,
Matthew Goldburn, with music composed by Sindhu.
A special thanks to Wendy Nelson, Senior Fellow at the Institute of Health Policy, Management, and Evaluation. Until next time.